The Senate Agriculture Committee leadership said they'd release their version of the farm bill last week. We still haven't seen that text. What's delaying the release of the legislation or the draft legislation?
Well, we're continuing to work on details, but I'm pretty sure we're going to get it out this week. In fact, the goal is tomorrow, and that will be a great day if we can show bipartisan agreement on language, something we did not see happen in the House despite Colin Peterson's best efforts. It got partisan over there, and we're really trying to do it differently here. And especially when you see the late snow, the volatility that created, the prices being so low, as well as trade issues around the world for our farmers, we really think it's a very important time to show stability in a bipartisan agreement.
How did the Senate Agriculture Committee do their farm bill differently from the House?
Well, I think our first focus on what do we have that we agree on? You know, you always go with that 80% you agree on, and maybe you don't agree on the 20%. And that's a strong safety net, given all the problems I talked about. I've been taking the lead on the avian flu issue with the vaccine bank, and that's something I think we're going to see in there. Dairy, everyone knows dairy's been hit hard, and so not only did we get that margin protection program expanded in the budget back in April, we're going to be doing some more things on premiums there, keeping the sugar program very important to the Red River Valley. And we've been able to work out some agreements here on the nutrition programs. Of course, we'll still go to committee, and we got to get it out of committee, and then we go to the floor.
You mentioned the avian flu piece. Is that separate from the vaccine bank that's been discussed?
Nope, that's the bill that I'm leading on the vaccine bank with Senator Cornyn. And, you know, avian flu claimed 9 million turkeys in 23 Minnesota counties and, of course, a lot of chickens as well. And what we suggested here is that we have a stronger animal disease program and a vaccine bank in the farm bill. So what we're trying to get started here is some funding, authorization for funding to get that going.
What's your 20%?
Well, obviously, not everyone agreed on some of the nutrition food stamp issues, but I think we found a way to make some reforms without having the draconian effects that we saw in the House, which led to every Democrat voting against the bill. We can't afford to have that happen in the Senate. The Republicans in the Senate understand that we need 60 votes, and we need Democrats from states that are more urban than what we see in the Midwest to vote for this to get it over the top, because we lose some Republicans.
Are there any other areas where you have in your 20 other than SNAP and food and nutrition?
Well, there's always disagreements on everything you can imagine, but we wanted to really strengthen and modernize the bill. That's one of the things I'm glad that I think we're going to see in there is something Senator Thune and I have worked on that you wouldn't have seen 10, 20 years ago, and that's agriculture data. We're starting to get a lot of data on, you know, best practices for water and best practices for how you plant your crops. And the universities can then share that data with smaller farmers so it can be more profitable. And we had buy-in, Senator Thune and I, from the ag groups and the conservation groups on this ag data provision. So we expect to see that in there, too.
According to the CME Group's Ag Barometer, which just the update came out this week, 40% of U.S. farmers say there isn't a good safety net when it comes to ARC and PLC. In your opinion, Senator Klobuchar, what needs to be fixed to make this a good safety net?
Well, I think a lot of this is looking at the individual commodities and what we can do to make them each stronger. And again, I'm not going to go into all of the details, but clearly there's always some rebalancing you want to do, and that's why you have a new farm bill and you just don't rely on the PAL.
So will it look different or similar to the House bill on the ARC PLC piece?
Again, I think we're going to wait. I don't want to get ahead of everyone and announce all the details.
We also read Majority Leader Mitch McConnell promises to move that bill quickly to the floor if it can get out of committee. We know that you said the text would be released tomorrow. When will the markup be held?
We hope to have the markup in the committee next week.
Oh, early next week or later, you think?
Early next week, mid next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, those days.
Yeah, and you said it, everything has
so you
strong.
You got a good answer out of there.
Strong bipartisan.
Breaking news there for you. Yeah.
You said strong bipartisan support then in the Senate Ag Committee for sure.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be heading away to the markup that quickly if we didn't have strong support.
Now, I suppose if the Senate can pass a farm bill, you'll be ready to get into conference. That is, if the House can pass it. But
well,
that, you know,
exactly.
That can be a challenge.
You know, if we got a strong vote in the Senate and we go over there to the House, they're going to look pretty bad if they don't get it done. And I know Colin has been great about saying, let's let the Senate take a stab here, because he was so frustrated by the partisan politics that went on there. And so, you know, you got leaders like him that are well-respected on both sides of the aisle that I think could run with this after we get it done. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.